Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's Brian Baldinger with us momentarily.
Yeah, what did he
say? He said it's quick. He didn't know the plan. He said as quickly as possible. Did he say that? Is that what he said?
No, I was yelling at you guys to pay attention.
Well, because we were talking a basket about something. I'm sorry. That was Brian Baldinger, though. Damn it, don't put my business out there like that. They wouldn't have known. You wouldn't have said anything.
What are you talking about? You've been all over the place today. At least you're not doing your
Well, yes, because I thought I was getting ripped off, and now I'm not getting ripped off. Apparently, it's a giant outage. But you guys want AI to do everything for us.
I'm doing a giant outage right now of you.
Great. Just have AI do everything, huh? Great. Excellent. Well done. Won't ruin society at all.
I want ChatGPT to figure out who our starting quarterback is.
We might have a better chance with ChatGPT than we would with the Browns.
Or even saying it.
Because ChatGPT did know that Shador was going to be the pick.
He says...
They did know it.
Actually, wow. That's true.
Which is hilarious.
That's actually a really good point.
So, Baldinger, before anybody hears that, what they just heard coming out of the break from Baldinger and just assumes he's some Browns hater, it sounded like he loved the Browns draft picks. Sounded like he loved them.
Well, he felt the same way. I think everybody feels that Dillon Gabriel is a giant reach. I think that he doesn't understand Shador Sanders at number 14 after a giant reach. He says he doesn't know the plan. Do you have a plan right now? How would if Anthony Lima coached the Cleveland Browns or were in charge of the Cleveland Browns, because that's a question in its own right, Lord, what would your plan be? Because right now I'm saying Joe Flacco is my starter until proven different.
Am I wrong? It feels like they made it harder on themselves by doing what they did with Gabriel.
I feel like they need to have a quarterback competition with a caveat. Joe Flacco is not included in the quarterback cup.
He doesn't even have to come to training camp.
You have a quarterback competition with the other three guys, and if none of them prove that they can be the starting quarterback of this team, then Joe just gets to be it.
All right, but then what are we doing with the two rookies? Because it seems counterproductive to keep both those guys on the roster. Now, I know you could be saying, well, it's the Browns. Five quarterbacks are going to play anyway every year.
Yeah.
But I also feel like the two of them are going to cancel each other out and be an impediment.
I understand what you're saying, but I need that old man to prove the job, prove that he's worth it. So he's going to be a part
exactly
of it too.
Who Joe Flacco is.
I know
I don't
we
need
all
anything
do,
proved.
But I think we all do. We know what he's been. I need to see when the wheels are going to come off, because the wheels could be off. I know they eventually come off anyway, and we feel that they're tight. They might not be there
the
right now.
The wheels have come off on him three or four times.
I understand that, but that's what I'm saying.
New wheels. They last for three games.
He has to be able to show that the wheels aren't fully off right now, because I got to start the season with the best quarterback. Regardless of what anybody's talking about, I got to start the season with the guy that gives me the best chance to win. So I'm going to give Joe the chance to prove that he shouldn't be the quarterback. Because they could all go out there and Joe could end up sucking up the room. I don't think he will, right? But there is the chance that he could go out there and he could suck up the room. And even the veterans on the team are going to be like, I don't know if this is the same guy we had a couple of years ago. You can't rule that out. So Joe's going to practice. Joe's going to be the starter. Other guys can prove that they can go up and take the job, but Joe's going to have to prove that he doesn't deserve the job anymore. And the only thing he would be able to do is prove that he's rickety and then that's the end of it. And that, to me, Shador Sanders, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, in any order you want. Because to me, it's a great three-headed monster about who could do it. One of them could end up doing it. One of them could end up taking it. They all have their different chops. I mean, Kenny Pickett was a first-round pick. He was. I know none of us believe that now. We all look at it. I think that a lot of us look at Kenny Pickett like he was a fifth-round pick. He was number 20 overall. He was a first-round pick. Dylan Gabriel was a stretch. Certainly, you could say Kenny was a stretch. I think a lot of people would at this moment. Shador Sanders definitely fell way further than he should have. So they're all over the map right now. One of the young guys got to prove it. Kenny's only 26.
Are we letting draft positioning 26? Influence our thoughts on these young guys, especially Gabriel?
We haven't seen them in practice. How could we not?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, if you flip-flop it, if he goes fifth and...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Fifth round, well, and Shador goes third round. I don't think we're having any of these conversations.
I got a bunch of people tweeting at me saying, well, you can't.
He's not in the mix if he goes in the fifth round.
We have a bunch of callers and a bunch of tweeters saying, you guys are focused way too much on where they're drafted. No, that's where I have to focus on where they're at, because they haven't had a chance to prove anything to me in front of my eyes.
One of them won't be able to do that until next week. Up a hill, the other one didn't.
Yeah, so I can only talk about what I've seen. So, okay, well, I guess Shador is closing the gap then, because he's a fifth-round pick. He's closing the gap now on Dylan Gabriel.
Let's be honest. You can dismiss it as a gimmick, whatever. Smart. Smart to get here.
Hell yeah.
Smart to start working out.
Hell yeah. Because I think it starts a conversation with the people. The people who hate him, there's nothing they can do. And I got Facebook friends who hate his guts. I can't help those folks. They're just going to hate him until he goes out there and he plays on the football field. But the ones who are open-minded, okay, maybe that, hey, he's here in town. He got here in town, went to Browns Fit, working out on the hill. A lot of people seem to be working out on that hill. All right, worked out on the hill. Let's see what he's got. The people who love him, love him. They think that that's a great thing. Great. So he's galvanized his own audience and his own fan base. That's fine. But until they actually go out there and practice starting next week, third-round pick's a third-round pick. A fifth-round pick is a fifth-round pick. That's where I got to hold them to it. Once they get the OTAs and minicamp, and once they really get the training camp, that's when we're really paying attention to it. Then we can start to take away third-round pick, fifth-round pick stuff. Because then it'll just become, is Shador that much better than Dylan Gabriel, or is Dylan Gabriel that much better than Shador? Is Kenny Pitt better than both of them, worse than both of them? And where does Joe fit in the mix? Got four guys there. I mean, and Deshaun Watson, if you want to get nuts. You want to get nuts?
I thought we could make it more than two straight shows without that reference.
Didn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
You guys talking about me behind my back.
Was it two?
Wait, which reference? Are you talking about the quarterback or the nuts part?
And I think you know what we're talking about.
Which one? Say it.
You threw another quarterback into the competition I don't think we're going to see this year.
No, we're not.
Why'd you throw him in there then?
Because it was silly, and I wanted to be silly.
You did say if you want to get nuts.
I said if you want to get nuts. I thought you were talking about that. I go, do I say that often? If you wanted to get stupid, let's get stupid. You can throw him in there if you want to. I got people on the internet. Well, people on the internet love to say anything. They like to say that one gorilla can beat up 100 men, which is not true.
They just keep throwing the humans in the simulations really high up in the air, and I just don't think that's a good use of the gorilla's
would
energy.
Would a gorilla win this quarterback competition right now?
Who would win? Four quarterbacks or a gorilla for quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, not in a two-to-the-death fight, which I want to point this out. The internet, especially social media, is full of tough guys. And then when there's actually something you can commit to, like beating a gorilla, 100 of you at once, none of you want to be tough guys. It defines the internet. Everybody's a keyboard warrior until it's time to go fight a gorilla.
You think the gorillas are being given too much respect?
Yes!
Right now?
Yes! One gorilla, 100 grown men.
We can finally agree on something, Ken.
Thank you.
Absolutely agree with you.
100 guys. Yes, 100 guys at once. Yes, there will be people who die. I don't understand why people can't accept that people will die during the Enterprise. They will die.
Yeah.
You will have a memorial in downtown Cleveland, if it's held in Cleveland. You will have a memorial in downtown Cleveland to the 15 souls that died trying to beat the gorilla. And you will have 85 or so that get to go on a ticker tape parade through the streets of downtown Cleveland that they got to beat the gorilla.
Can they do that knowing how many families have been impacted by the mass death, the mass casualties involved in this? Or are they going to say, they knew what they were doing, signed up for
it? Did you save the world by beating the gorilla? Because if the gorilla's beating 100 men, then who knows how many more men the gorilla could beat? Then the gorilla could become taking over Cleveland. Then the gorilla could take over the state of Ohio. Then there's no we don't know when the gorilla could stop. So if 100 guys can take out of a gorilla, yeah, there's going to be some deaths. Some of you ain't coming back.
I think all they're going to do is scale the terminal tower. That's all they'll really do.
Yep.
What are they going to do from up there?
Drop 100 softballs on it.
216, that's happened before.
That's happened.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.